The working holiday visa for Hong Kong is designed specifically to allow nationals of certain countries, not every country, to come to Hong Kong for a maximum period of 12 months with the primary intention to holiday here. And as a result of the bilateral arrangements between several countries and Hong Kong, parties who hold a working holiday visa for Hong Kong are able to effectively work for up to four employers in that 12-month period, not being able to work for a single employer for more than 3 months at a time. Anything more than that is a direct breach of conditions of stay. The program is really all about sort of cultural exchange, if nothing else, and doesn't anticipate nor provide for holders of such visas to go out and work for themselves. That is, ostensibly registering perhaps a sole proprietorship business and then undertaking activities as a freelancer. Moreover, going to the next step and applying to incorporate a company and then starting to engage in business through that limited liability company is effectively not permitted activity under the working holiday visa. So whilst you might be able to get away with your sort of plans on the ground, as it were, to freelance or to start a business, if your long-term intention is to stay in Hong Kong on the strength of the business that you're planning to undertake, it's really important that you don't be tempted to start that business whilst you're working holiday visa holder, because at the point of you subsequently making your application for a business investment visa, your activity whilst holding a working holiday visa will be disclosed to the Immigration Department. And they'll know then that you've actively been engaged in activities which are a breach of your conditions of stay. And that could lead to the Immigration Department considering your subsequent application less than favourably. So, yes, if it's your intention to freelance or to start in a business, the moment that those intentions crystallise, irrespective of the immigration status you hold presently, you need to make an application for a business investment visa.